You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
You're disgusting.
All the cocaine.
Okay. This is what we're doing now.
Yes, right now we're doing episode, I almost said 307.
Yep.
No, episode 7 of season 3 of the podcast, Critical Hit.
You're doing great. Keep going.
Hey guys. No, hey, we're Critical Hit, a Pokemon podcast that primarily talks about the Pokemon TCG and other Pokemon fandom stuff, because we're awesome like that. Anyways, I'm Jake. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattooed.riotu.
I'm Sam.
Smash Mantha. Bash Mantha?
No.
Blamantha?
No.
Bash Mantha?
No.
Trash Mantha?
No.
Mash Mantha.
There is a very simple solution to all of this that you can fix it.
No, eventually I've got to say, like, I've got to get it one day.
The last episode.
The last episode of the season when it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, so I'm Sam. You can find me...
Mash Bantha.
No.
Okay.
You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
And normally we are joined with our co-host, Brittany. However, she decided she's too good for us because she got a puppy and likes to make out with Jackson. But normally you can find her on Instagram and TikTok at Spooky Vaporeon.
That's spooky with an eye.
And on OnlyFans selling Jackson's feet and Raptor's feet. Also, if you subscribe today, you get 5% off.
Yeah. Take a look at those Raptor's claws.
Rar.
XD. Rar XD.
Anyways, how was your week, Sam?
It was good. We just celebrated the 4th of July here in the U.S. and... America, that was it. I went to go watch the fireworks show last night. That was like an hour late because of the baseball game.
Oh yeah, I forgot that they were doing the game. The game went a little bit longer than normal.
An hour longer than normal, yeah.
I bet they went into overtime. Who'd they play?
I don't know. I don't follow baseball too much. I was there to watch the explosives go boom, boom.
America.
Yep.
I watched have you seen America the Motion Picture?
I haven't seen that one.
So it's a completely historically accurate, so during the break you'll have to watch the trailer, but it's a completely historically accurate telling of our nation's birth. As everyone knows, if you went to a prestigious private school, you'll know this.
Yeah, I only public went to school, state college, so
public schools don't really teach you this, but everyone knows that George Washington decided to start the revolution after his best friend Abraham Lincoln was killed by Benedict Arnold, the werewolf.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
Right, yeah, everyone remember that.
Yeah, just like how Abraham Lincoln was a vampire slayer.
Yeah, that's more of a legend. But
there was a historically accurate movie on that one, too.
Yeah, so basically, you know, as that goes, and then he puts together a grand bandit of heroes, you know, Paul Revere, the drag racing horse guy, Thomas Edison, the, you know, immigrant Chinese female who invented science, and Samuel Adams, the party frat boy who invented beer, which would ultimately end up saving America from the Brits from Britishizing us with tea.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
America. Yeah, yeah. So, if you like historically accurate films and documentaries, I definitely suggest watching America the Motion Picture. They had Channing. It is animated, you know, just to make it more fun. And they had Channing Tatum portray George Washington.
And you can find this on Netflix.
Yes, in the documentary
section.
Yeah, but how else was your week? What else happened with you?
Nothing. We played D&D.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we did that. What happened this week? A lot happened in D&D this week, right?
A lot happened in D&D, yeah. We got back to our old campaign. We're almost to the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, mangoes happened.
Mangoes happened, yeah.
Mangoes happened, and I did another dump. For some reason, stupid, which Sam made a fantastic meme, where basically what sums up this campaign is like, oh, this is a really fucking stupid idea. There's no way it'll work. Let's do it. And it's not even because, like, I don't even think, like, Logan loves it necessarily. We just happen to get the best rolls on the dumbest shit. Like, hey, we're a circus to everything. Need to get out of a sticky situation? Just tell them you're a circus.
Yeah. Yeah. My dwarf wore a horse mask for a solid 3 sessions.
Oh, yeah. To avoid getting eaten.
Yeah.
And it worked.
We never made it with the horse mask to that part.
You farted
on a troll.
Yeah.
Lit the Dome of Thorns on fire with you guys inside it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It worked, though. It worked.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Good time. Oh, yeah. You got your face waxed.
In the game, yep.
So you have just a giant landing strip above your eyes.
He said the hair is growing back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the magical pie lady god is answering prayers in the form of pie.
Yeah, but the pie is just kind of like a stress reliever because it does nothing else.
No, but it makes you feel good, which I guess helps.
We got an ointment that dyes skin blue.
Yeah, and then it seems like Ben's character Olivia keeps getting us in trouble because she loves adventure too much, which the whole like naive like adventure girl trope is working great for him, but not good for the party, which I love.
Yeah, not good for the rest of us. I mean, how many times has Matt's character almost died? We chopped off his arm and he almost bled out. And
yeah, he should just DM so he doesn't die. Watch, he's DMing in the new campaign. Watch, he dies. Anyways, guys, we're gonna go ahead and get straight to the news. And talk about Pokemon. Just a reminder, if you've listened to last week's episode, we're doing another massive giveaway. And every episode is going to have a trainer challenge in order to get that giveaway. So far, what we have is we have 2 mini 10s, a Premier Ball, a theme deck, and then we also have a booster box,
and that's the battle styles.
Battle styles booster box. So this collection is going to and we have bulk. a ton of bulk,
so that way you can build decks, trade. I know that there's some cards that aren't necessarily worth a ton, but they're really good in the actual meta right now,
right?
So like the Cinchino and the Minchino from Sword and Shield, my Obstagoon stuff.
Yeah, and so basically every trainer challenge is going to give you an entry. We're making it really easy stuff, so like you don't want to miss out, because if you complete every trainer challenge,
you're going to have a bunch of entries.
You're going to increase your chances of winning, and you're going to want this giveaway. And so I think I'm going to give people, if you're listening to this now, right, this is episode's going to post on Tuesday, the 6th. You're going to have until Friday, the 10th. Let me confirm. No, Friday the 9th. So you'll have until the 9th to do the first trainer challenge. After that, it expires. And then if you listen to the episode after that, we won't count it.
I still think they should have a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? We'll go with it.
Yeah. So if you do trainer challenges, all the way up until, we don't want to get flooded. So I think all the way up until episode 19.
Okay, fair.
You have the chance to do every trainer challenge prior to episode 19, up until episode 19 releases. And then we're cutting you off because we got to get everything sorted, organized, put in a spreadsheet, make sure it's all fair.
Unless you pay us off a massive amount of money, then we'll cheat and let you win. We're talking triple digits.
No. So let's
see. Six digits?
Yeah, for $1 million, we'll let you win.
There you go.
Perfect.
Everyone has a price.
So let's see. If this is episode 7, we released our first trainer challenge on episode six.
Yep.
That means there's going to be about 13 weeks of trainer challenges that you can get entries for this prize, which is going to be big.
Right, yeah. So check out the last episode. Get these trainer challenges in. Like I said, we're making them fun and easy and just like little things. And all you have to do is listen to the episode. We might put the trainer challenges randomly. So just pay attention and we'll, you know, we want to give away some cool shit. So if you like cool free shit, listen to us.
Yeah, we got a lot of sealed product right now, too. I mean, the booster box is 36 packs on its own.
Right.
You know, the Pokeball gets
three and a coin.
Yep, three and a coin. The mini tins get two. The theme deck right now is sealed, but it's a 60-card deck that you can just walk into wherever and play with.
Right.
And then the bulk is a choose-your-own-adventure.
Right, yeah, and, you know, we might add more to it. We might end up getting another booster box. Maybe need to be. We don't know what we're doing yet. We're just building as we go along, and we're like, oh, this is cool. And we put it into the giveaway, so please win our free stuff.
Please interact with us so we can give you free stuff.
We're sad and alone.
Yes, and we are going to be posting on Instagram more frequently, so that's where the bulk of like our challenges are going to be.
Right.
You listened for it here. You interact with our Instagram there, which you can find at critical_hit_podcast. And make sure you tag us in your shit. Otherwise, we can't see it.
Yeah. And we'll react to it. We'll like either do a heart react or say like, hey, we got your entry. We'll make it pretty obvious that we received your stuff. Just so you're not stressing out on whether we got it or not. So cool. Anyways, right straight to the news. Let's get in the news.
I didn't like that. I think it was mainly like the motions that you did with it.
I love it.
Okay. So we're going to start off with TCG news as we always do. Because we took last week off for the holiday, we have some news from last week, some news from this week. Also, I want to just briefly touch over the news that we mentioned in our live video on Instagram of Eevee Heroes. So we're going to talk about that as well.
Yes, which if you have not seen that, we got some Eevee Heroes. It was so much fun. It was a fun box to open. I might get more just for the fuck of it. So check it out.
No, we got some pretty cool pulls and it was a good time. So if you want to check out Eevee Heroes, check out that video. Also, if you want to hear some more news, check out that video as well. But we're going to address it here as well. Okay. First off, let's talk about Professor Willow. A few weeks ago, we talked about how Professor Willow was getting his own card. We didn't know how it was getting distributed, anything like that. We had a couple of like speculations and guesses, but nothing else. Well, we finally have an answer
Yes.
Yeah. So, if you were paying attention to the Pokemon Center at all, you notice that they started offering a lot of Pokemon Go related products, including like shirts, hats, backpacks that you might see the avatars wear in the game, anything like that. If you bought one of these Pokemon Go related products, you would also get a Professor Willow card. And this card has a unique ID on it that gives you special research starting July 1st to get some special research in the game. Those cards have made their way out to players. I believe they're still available. I'm not 100% sure. So if you want this research, you can go ahead and get it. But let's see. The Professor Willow promos are now arriving from the Pokemon Center. Some fans had their doubts, but every card does indeed have a unique alphanumeric ID. They're also non-holos, as we kind of expected. It's just a professor's research card. This is the first time that an English card has been printed with a unique IDs, with the exception of Pokemon Go Online trading cards, code cards. This means that no collector will be able to collect every single card, which is kind of cool. Completionists, collectors who like collecting every variation of things might be irritated.
But right. You kind of like collecting whole sets, so sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but how's your anxiety doing with this? That's what I should ask.
For me, if I'm going to collect multiple variations on a card, it's going to be like different holo patterns or different set stamps. Codes don't bother me as much. In fact, I haven't purchased anything from Pokemon Center to even get this card. I'm waiting to see if there's a way that we can get it in person without me having to spend like $20 on a shirt. But I know that this could be like a unique opportunity for some people to try and like get different codes, but for me, it's just, it's another professor's research. I'm not too stressed about it. It's a cool looking card. This is also the first Pokemon card in generations to have additional copyright information. So because Pokemon collaborated with Niantic, it's going to be copyright symbol 2021 Niantic, however you pronounce it. I don't know about you, Jake, but I saw the card and you know what? It's, you know, other than it being like a regular Pokemon card, I feel like they really captured Professor Willow well. They have him like in the forest with a wonderful scene in the background and just showing off like the fact that he's out in the wilderness, whereas like Magnolia was in front of her house. And who else was the professor's research? Juniper was in her lab and everything like that. They always show like the professors around their area of research, and it really showed Professor Willow in the wild, which was cool.
Right. I believe I have it up.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, no, I think as far as like it really does capture Professor Willow appropriately, you know. And like, dude, I'm honestly looking and people are selling this card for $40 to $20 already,
which is ridiculous. I'll go on Pokemon Center right now and see if they're still available.
Oh no, someone's selling it for $149. But I think it's because like the code that they say they have on it is all zeros, which I don't think that's correct.
As far as I was aware, that was a like just like a placeholder code.
Yeah. But no, it's a fun card. You know, it's a really fun card. And I honestly like that they're taking stuff from out of game, you know, and I like that they're combining all the different facets of the Pokemon universe, whether it's from the game or if it's from
Sword and Shield
or
the
card game or whatever, and they're bringing it in together where they're making it one cohesive universe. So it's like you know, Professor Willow could easily show up in the anime now or crossover. So I'm really I'm enjoying this. That's cool. Good on them.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think they're definitely taking steps to like combine these universes. Ranging from like different characters making cameos and journeys, or having Willow as a card, or having Pokemon Go merchandise in the friggin' Pokemon Center. It's just all stuff to make it more cohesive. It's all stuff that really ties everything together. And as of recording right now, if you purchase a Pokemon Go related item, you still can get a Professor Willow card. It's already showing up in my cart.
Yeah, are you going to try to get one?
I don't know. Like, they don't have a lot as far as Pokemon Go merchandise on PokemonCenter.com. And I'm not a big fan of the Go Fest shirt that they made this year. Which is honestly the main thing I could find super quickly. So, I don't know. Probably not.
Huh.
What about you?
Let me go on there real quick and look. Let's see. PokeCenter.com.
Because you're... It's only on certain items, and unfortunately, there's just not a lot there.
Right, because it's only the Go items?
Yeah.
All right, let's go into the Poke Center. Merchandise.
I mean, you could get an incubator backpack. You can get a Gengar hat. You can get a Pokemon Go Team Mystic Fleece Varsity Jacket.
I'm trying to look specifically for Pokemon Go. I typed it in and they said page not found.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Here we go. The Go Fest shirt. The Pokemon Go Trainer Gear Raid Pass Lanyard and Badge. That would have been cool. The Incubator Bag's cool. The Gengar Hat's awesome.
The Gengar Hat's out of stock. I just checked.
It would be cool to give one of these away for the giveaway, but the problem is a lot of this stuff is out of stock.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want to give away a t-shirt just because whoever. The outdoor Pokemon Green fanny pack, is that part of Go, or is that just like...
Huh. I don't even see that.
It was on the second page.
Oh.
If I were to get anything, the lanyard badge thing would be really cool to get. It'd be fun. And it'd be fun, like a little giveaway item, but.
Right. If I were to get anything, honestly, it'd be the stupid Magikarp hat.
Yeah. Yes. No, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff on there.
But yeah, if this is something you want, there's a few items left. I'm sure they have enough shirts in just about every size. They have the Pokemon Go Trainer Gear Bag, Incubator Bag, and they have a few other things as well that we're not going to like sit and look at because quality content.
Yeah. I don't think you guys want to listen to us for an hour and a half talking about this t-shirt looks nice. Wait, Sam saw something.
Nope, that was a different thing. Sorry.
I thought you were going to be like, this t-shirt does look nice.
Look at this tea.
Look at all those avocados.
Yeah. So, check out PokemonCenter.com, type in Pokemon Go in the search bar, and then get yourself one of those Willow cards. They mentioned the possibility of these cards also being available at tournaments. So, I think I might wait for that. If our local game store gets them in as like promotional items or something like that, which I do not know.
Yeah, it would be dope.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we talked about evolutions a little bit earlier on. Evolutions. Special evolution promos are coming to Japan. 3,000 Pokemon fans in Japan will receive a set of evolution VMAX promos through a special lottery campaign. The promos include Flareon, Jolteon, and Vaporeon, the OG3. That's what we're going to call them from now on, the OG3.
Okay.
Let's make that a fucking shirt. The also, OG3. I'm working on making merch for us, so if you want to support our podcast, we'll tell you on how to buy merchandise from us later on. Anyways, fans simply need to fill out a form that will be available through official player club accounts from July 21st to September 30th. Fans will be asked to submit a report of a game they've played against family or friends. Winners will be selected at a later date. It's possible we can get these cards in a future set. However, limited prints run are often kept exclusive in Japan. Dude, these cards are fucking gorgeous. Awesome.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Like, here's the thing. That Jolteon card is just something else. And
the Flareon running through the field, the Vaporeon swimming in the ocean.
Yeah, I'm actually going to send this to Brittany, and I'm be like, this will be a card you're probably never going to get. And this is, seems like it's a Rapid Strike card, right?
The Vaporeon's Rapid Strike, the Flareon is Single Strike, and the Jolteon doesn't have anything. These are the exact same cards that we see in Eevee Heroes, as far as, like, moves go, but the artwork is different. The artwork is beautiful. And it is a real bummer that we might not ever get these cards just because they're limited to Japan right now. But however, I can see, like, the North American community in particular rioting. Not actual rioting, but throwing a fit.
A well-deserved riot.
Give me cards or we riot.
Yeah, no, like, that Jolteon card is beautiful. And, like, it's weird to say that Eevee Heroes is my favorite set right now, because it's not even a set in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, guys,
I have been touching this all day. It's fine.
Oopsie. We're still learning. We're adults. We're children. I totally lost my train of thought. Sorry.
Eevee Heroes. Set.
Yes. And honestly, it was really fun opening up a foreign set. And these cards are weird. Like, I've never opened up a Japanese set before. This was my first time as an experience doing it. And it was fun feeling and seeing the quality difference, or just like the print difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
But also kind of like taking a look at this upcoming set that we're getting here in the US and like, just getting to experience that. It was, can you please not die during the episode? That's really rude of you.
Give me a minute.
Oh, cool. Pulling out the booze. Fucking
alcoholic. This was never an option.
Snom on a bench. But
it's Snom with a knife.
But no, it was fun. It was a fun experience to get. And honestly, I'm kind of salty we're not getting, like, an Eevee Heroes thing. And I would honestly, like, been okay if they were like, we're going to do Eevee Heroes as a holiday set. And they left it at that. But they didn't. Like, I'm super excited that we're going to get all these cards eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But I want it as Eevee Heroes.
I think... We've talked about it before. There's pros and cons to having, like, an Eevee-specific Eevee Heroes set. So we're not going to dive into that more. If you want to know about that, it's in a past episode this season where we give our thoughts and opinions about what would happen if an English Eevee Heroes only set came out. But, and, oh shoot, I forgot where I was going with this. Give me 10 seconds.
You were talking about cocaine and the health benefits of it?
Perfect, yes. So, Eevee Heroes, we've talked about whether it'd be a good thing or a bad thing. The important fact is that we still are getting these cards. And I have some, like, cards in different languages. I have German, I have Chinese, I have Japanese. And the Japanese cards never, like, cease to just impress me. Just because they're fun, they're new, they're exciting, they're a sneak peek into what's coming.
Yeah.
They feel different, and that might seem silly, but, like, opening the packs, flipped me because you open them a different way in Japan because it's just like the flaps on the other side. So I had to open all my packs upside down.
Right. Well, that and like the texture and the feel of them is completely different. It was just super fun, guys. And honestly, it made me realize like we need to open more foreign packs. Like I want us to get a pack from Germany or somewhere from Europe, maybe the Middle East.
France.
Yeah. You know, more from Japan. So I'm going to make an effort to try to find different packs from different places so we could just open them up and like discover a new form of Pokemon card collecting, you know, for us, you know, because I never was like, cool, let's collect foreign Pokemon cards, you know, like here in the US, there is no value there, but it's awesome. It's awesome exploring this new territory of the TCG that like we haven't. Well, you know what? That could be your main topic because we didn't really discuss main topics this week. So
let's do it.
We'll pick up this discussion later on after we get through the news. We're going to talk about exploring more cards in different regions. Fantastic.
On the spot. You heard it here. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. This episode is going to be caught with our fly down because we're on the fly.
Yeah. So moving on, some more news about Japan. And all the really cool stuff they get that we probably won't get. A Sonya playmat set is actually coming to Japan. A new TCG accessory set featuring Sonya will release on July 30th in Japan. It will cost 4,378 yen and includes a rubber playmat, deck box, and a set of 64 card sleeves and a card box as well. I put the picture on there. I know it really helps for this audio format of pictures, but it is Sonya with like sitting at her desk and there's tea and there's little cake and she's playing with Yamper and it's just super cute. And this is the kind of stuff that I wish maybe the US got as well. I don't think we're going to get something like this.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to be that player that is so freaking extra that you have everything that matches, this is like the perfect thing to do. You got the sleeves, you got the card box, you got the deck box, you got the play mat. And if you show up to a tournament like that, they're either going to love you or hate you because you're that much right now. Another thing that Japan is getting right now is that they release new accessories and new products every month. This year...
Steve is busy tonight. He's probably missing Brittany.
Yeah, he's upset.
he's sad. He's a sad boy.
Yeah. This month, because Skystream and Towering Perfection are releasing in Japan this month, Japan's also getting a set of card sleeves that features Dragon-type Pokemon.
That's super cool. That's dope. Are we... Fuck it.
Probably not.
I mean, not the card sleeves. I might just, you know, contact a dude and get some packs from a dude. Disguised as a dude playing another dude.
I'm a dude disguised as a dude playing another dude. Yeah.
Yeah. What else? You just talked about the main sets for Starscream?
No.
Cool. We'll talk about Skystream. Starscream. If I'm just going to call this set Starscream because I'm childish and I can't pronounce it. Because my brain is thinking Starscream and Skystream just doesn't work for me. Anyways, all the cards for the main sets of Skystream and Towering Perfection have been revealed. All 134 regular cards from Japan Skystream and Towering Perfection have been... Brittany, stop fucking messaging. And Towering Perfection have been revealed. The dual S7 sets will release in Japan next Friday. Guys, that's awesome. Many of the cards from these sets will become part of the Evolving Sky sets on August 27th, which I cannot wait to pre-order that. They're up now, right? No?
Not cool. On PokemonCenter.com. I actually just checked today.
All right. Well, we should do better at updating them when pre-orders are available for stuff. only after we pre-ordered. Just kidding, we love you guys. Many cards from these sets will become part of Evolving Skies on the set of August 27th, like I said earlier. Some of these more notable cards include Gyarados V and VMAX, Dragonite V, Rayquaza V and VMAX, or Mega Rayquaza.
Not Mega.
Sorry, Rayquaza VMAX.
There you go.
And Suicune V, among others. This set will also feature the first appearance of
Regieleki,
and Regidegaro.
Drago,
our set, but instead will be in a box.
No.
Will not be in our set, but instead will. Yeah. Dragonite V will not be in our set, but instead it will be in a box.
There we go.
I cannot fucking read.
So
that's the name of this episode. I cannot fucking read.
There we go. So the secret rares for this set, this does include full arts, which aren't considered secret rares in the US, will actually start to be revealed the day this podcast drops, Tuesday,
July 6th. Bum, ba-da-ba. I don't know why I did that. Right. It just felt like it fit.
And so this will normally come in like pre-release stuff, and somebody will get a hold of these cards and just start posting pictures, and then the whole Pokemon TCG community goes wild. They're like, ah!
Talk about wild. Sorry, I don't know why I forgot to mention this. We had a client come in, and he's getting a shiny Celebi.
A pink onion fairy.
Yeah, it's super dope. Like, him and his girlfriend are getting matching, like, shiny Celebi tattoos.
That's cute.
It's pretty awesome.
That's super cute. I think mine's better, but no, I'm kidding.
Your shiny Celebi tattoo?
Yeah, my shiny Celebi tattoo.
She's got it on her butthole. Anyways.
You gotta get it tattooed on your forehead, you ass.
Damn it. Someone's got a feeling for Brittany this week.
I'm telling Alexa that you're gonna get a butthole tattooed of a shiny Celebi.
Oh, I was gonna say, eventually I might.
A butthole tattoo or a shiny Celebi?
Dude, I will run out of space eventually. Not of Celebi, but like, on my sphincter. But that's like when I run out of space.
Odds you get a shiny Celebi tattooed on your butthole.
We'll flip a coin when the time comes.
Perfect.
God.
So I don't know.
Why do people listen to us?
I know.
People from around the world listen to this shit.
Did you know butthole tattoos are a real thing? Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know. So some of the ones that I know for sure are going to be coming out are rainbow rares of all the VMAX Pokemon. So I didn't mention Trevenant VMAX before, but we're getting one of those. We're getting one of Rayquaza. We're getting one of Gyarados. Off the top of my head, I cannot remember what else I am.
Rayquaza?
I said that.
Dragonite?
Dragonite does not have a VMAX.
Okay, yeah.
And usually, well, he might still get a rainbow rare. Usually it's the VMAXs that primarily get the rainbow rares, but you never know. I guess we will have to find out tomorrow.
On the next episode.
On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z, we're just going to sit here and wait.
Just wait. No. So I guess continuing on that, V and Union products are on the horizon. So bring me the horizon, please.
Can I open up Spotify?
You should play their old stuff. The real Bring Me the Horizon.
No, I'm going to play their new stuff.
God damn it. Please, fucking hate that. Last
the one with the umbrella on it, and that's it.
My favorite album by them is Suicide Season. But when I really want to just get, like, sad boy violent, I listen to their first stuff. Anyways, all 134. Nope. So, last December, we learned about a V Union box. Would release on September 24th, 2021. We have now learned that it will come with a 4 promo card, 1 trainer card, 1 jumbo card, 4 booster packs, and a PTCGO card.
Oh, there
it will
we go.
Retail for $29.99.
Are you ready? I chose a song.
The
Okay, I'm done. I can't listen to that anymore. I hate
that song so much.
Can you feel my heart?
When they're like, I listen to hardcore, I like metal, that's... and you play that, and like,
yeah.
Sir, let me show you what violence is. Let me take you to the 10th circle.
I'm like, you know, you went to a show where a guy lost an eye.
Yeah. Well, he didn't lost it. It popped out. Yeah. I also saw a kid's finger get bit off once, too.
I went to a show, and it was actually here in town, and the band was called Child Bite, and they're a punk band. They're actually super fun and super cool, but...
They sound like it.
A guy actually, like, bit a kid. And it wasn't, like, part of the show or anything. It was just a drunk... It was just a drunk, like, listener, and he just, like, went up and bit my friend's little brother.
That's hilarious. So they sound like a gritty beatdown hardcore band where there's like...
They're not hardcore.
Right. But you know, like where like people just blatantly punch you in the face for no reason? They're that like kind of band. Child Bite like feels like that. Like there's some gang shit going on and I'm for it.
They're fun.
Child Bite. Anyways, the product sounds like our equivalent of Japan's V Union sets, which are intended to introduce fans to a new... mechanic. The four promo cards will obviously be the four pieces of a V Union Pokemon, and the trainer card would be Professor Burnett. The jumbo card would be a combined version of the four V Union cards for collectors. Right now, the product has a placeholder named V Union Box, but oftentimes these placeholders are misleading and therefore more than one version. It's possible we could see a V Union Box for Mewtwo V Union, Greninja V Union, and Zacian V Union. Like in Japan, it isn't certain though. It is interesting to note that this product will release the day after S8 Fusion Arts, which would be Japan's first V Union set. We should get that set for our
Sword and Shield 8.
Sword and Shield 8, which would release on November 12th. So we get this English product a few weeks before Sword and Shield 8, likely so English fans are introduced to V Union ahead of the set. Note that there is also a V Union premium pin box that we'll be releasing in October for our 25th anniversary set, so we know of two V Union products on the horizon. I'm super stoked. This mechanic reminds me of the Exodius mechanic from Yu-Gi-Oh!
We're getting ready to unleash Exodia.
Right. I kind of want like a Goat in the Fence version.
I think it would be so cool. We talked about this last time. Those arts are beautiful. And I love the fact that they're making them into products where you have the four pieces as opposed to just like you might get one of the cards in a pack, because knowing my luck, I'd get like four of Mewtwo's right thigh and that's it. Go leg.
If you have a thigh fetish, talk to Sam. She'll have all the thigh.
I have all the thighs. So I really hope that they do similar to what they're doing in Japan, where they release like each V Union as its own box. Mewtwo, Greninja, Zacian. We know that the October V Union premium pin box is going to be Pikachu. We're going to talk more about that later. But I'm excited. And I'm so happy that for the collectors that they are doing the jumbo card. I'm not a big fan of jumbos, but for this one, I feel like they need it.
Right. Especially like if you like play the V Union, you kind of like, after you combine the four cards, put the big card down to kind of be like, I did a thing.
Look at this. It might be the only use for a jumbo card ever.
Right.
Still a little bit iffy on the mechanics, because you have to have all four pieces in your discard pile and then you bring them all out. So I'm sure alongside the V Union, they're gonna also have some cards to say pull pieces out of your discard pile so that way you can play this. You never know.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be interesting on how to play with that mechanic.
Mm-hmm. I'm already starting to look for cards. Are you okay?
Sorry, I this has been bothering me. I just have to say this. Do you feel like your mouth gets drier since ever we did the headset and like crayon thing? So I'm just like,
no, I'm very hyper aware of everything.
So like, I feel like my mouth is just dry all the time. And I'm like, I'm so glad about this quality, but now everyone can hear my... And it sounds so gross in my ear. And I'm like, this high definition is so great, but then you hear... Yeah. And they're throwing up right now because I can hear it. I can see it on the screen. And I'll have you listen to it when we're done. But it's fucking disgusting.
It is. That's part of the reason why I'm like, every once in a while, I'll have to like take off.
Just take it off so you're just not like smacking your tongue and your lips around in your fucking dome.
I don't care if everybody else hears it, but I can't hear it.
I can, and it's just like, I'm dying mentally right now. I have so much anxiety because I'm just like,
they're gonna hear it all.
Every pronunciation, every little is just going on, and I cannot deal with it right now. This is the sacrifices we go through to make our episodes great for you.
Quality content.
Cool. Anyways, guys, talking about quality content, we're going to go ahead and take our break and leave you off with that note so you can go ahead and throw up. We'll be right back. I told Brittany, I was like, dude, you know, I totally get what you're saying, but maybe shitting on the face of someone's dead grandma isn't the best idea, especially since you're trying to marry this man. And then she's just like, well, I was just trying to show him I gave a shit and it might be a little kinky. And I was like, that's, a funeral is not an appropriate time. You know, she just did not understand it.
Yeah. That's an odd conversation. Okay.
Hey, we're back.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and continue on with the news. If you watched our Instagram Live, our most recent Instagram Live, where we opened up Eevee Heroes, we talked about this piece of news right beforehand. I wanted to rush through it so that way we can actually discuss Eevee Heroes, because that's what we all came to do.
Right.
So I want to give this news the, like, its due, because this is big. And this is so exciting for me. Yeah, no,
it's fucking huge, like a Cyclops' dong.
How would you know how big that is?
I'm just assuming. I guess I need to pull out the monster manual.
Jake, you know what they say about assumptions, right? What do they say?
My ass only could stretch up to 8 inches, so I don't want to figure that out.
That's not what they say!
It's only gay if you make it.
They say that assuming makes an ass out of you and me.
No, not if I get to him first.
You know what? I'll look up a Cyclops in the Monster Manual tonight and let you know how big their dick is.
Okay.
Okay, now that we're done with that, let's go ahead and talk about the Pokemon Company's 25th anniversary set, which they have named Celebrations.
Bum, bum, bum.
Where'd he go? He gone.
He gone.
John Cena?
Wait, I got this. All right.
Am I just gonna sit here and wait?
Wait. One moment, sorry.
I am gonna sit here and wait.
Say that again?
John Cena?
No, what's the called? Is that called again?
Celebrations. I forgot how long this intro is.
All right, tell us about the news.
Okay. So, the 25th anniversary set is called Celebrations, and the products will contain promo cards that combine newer Pokemon with... Hold on. So, this set is going to combine newer Pokemon with some tried and true loved mechanics from the past. These mechanics include dark Pokemon light Pokemon, Delta species Pokemon, where one Pokemon is usually one type, but they switch it to another. And Pokemon Star, specifically Gold Star. Some examples might include, will include, Dark Sylveon V, Light Toxtricity, Greninja Gold Star, Mimikyu Delta Species, and Dragapult Prime and Zacian Level X. Which I am so excited about. I've looked at some of these products. I've seen what some of these cards look like. And oh my gosh, they look so good. They look so cool. And I'm so ready.
And honestly, it's like this... The fact that they're basically taking almost every, like, new mechanic other than, like, the standard play and introducing into the set is, it's fun because then it's kind of like, I don't know if it's legal tournament play. It's obviously not. You just shook your head no. But the fact that they're doing this is, like, you're able to make legacy decks with newer Pokemon that fit older mechanics, right, like with the Zacian X.
I don't know. I don't know the rules for Legacy too well.
Or whatever it is, that's kind of just like, let pick whatever the fucking card you want, kind of a thing.
Potentially. I need to look it up.
Right.
All I know is that they are not going to be available for Standard, which is okay. Because for this set, they're really appealing to the collectors here. Especially with these older cards. So, we're talking about new Pokemon mixed with old mechanics, but we also have some other stuff. The main set will contain over 45 cards, including 4 Pokemon V, 2 Pokemon VMAX. We don't know what they are yet. It will also feature legendary, mythical, and other beloved Pokemon. This includes Mew, Ho-Oh, Zamazenta, Flying Pikachu, and Surfing Pikachu. Professor Oak will also make an appearance. The main set will be standard legal according to Pokemon.com. Even more exciting, Celebrations will feature a special subset of 25 cards containing, quote, close remakes of iconic cards from the past. It will be called Classic Collections and include base set Charizard, Umbreon Gold Star, Tapu Lele GX, and more. Base set Pikachu is also mentioned. Unlike Evolutions, these cards will probably be exact reprints of the originals, but with a 25th anniversary stamp and a modified copyright information. Like the starter Pokemon in our first partner packs. So, just out of curiosity, besides the ones that we listed, what other cards do you think are going to be in the classic collections?
I want to say some Rocket cards. Just because with the Team Go Rocket thing has kind of been a big thing lately. And, you know, the Team Rocket has always kind of been like a fan favorite villain. So I think like Team Rocket cards might be like a thing. I don't know if there's much of them. That or like trainer Pokemon. Like, do you remember like Lieutenant Surge's whatever?
Like Gym Heroes.
Right. So we might see some Gym Heroes in Rocket cards because it seems like they're having everything in here.
They are.
So that's what I'm hoping for, and what, like, I would not be surprised if they decided to be like, oh hey, we're also doing this old thing too, you know. But I wouldn't see like remakes necessarily, but newer versions, right? So like,
no, these are gonna, it sounds like they're gonna be like remakes with a stamp,
right? No, but also doing new versions of it, right? Oh, yeah. Like they could do like for example Lance's Charizard for like Gym Heroes, you know, or Team Rocket's Wooloo as like a couple of examples of like mixing the old with the new, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would definitely be cool. For the classic collection specifically, I do believe that they're going to have the Lugia from the Neo sets. Unfortunately, I don't know which one it is. I think that the base set starters, Venusaur, Blastoise, Charizard are going to be there. If they have Umbreon Gold Star, I would not be surprised if they also have, like, Pikachu Gold Star. They might have some Shining Pokemon from the Neo sets as well. They might have some Level X Pokemon. They might have some Prime. I'm just curious to see how far this collections, classic collections, will go. Either way, it's going to be super cool. I think that subset of 25 cards is going to be the big boys. And everything else in the 45 card set is going to be just kind of additional stuff.
Right.
But, as we've talked about before, each Celebrations booster pack will contain 4 holo cards. Each card will also feature a 25th anniversary stamp. These Celebrations booster packs can only be found within special Celebrations products, which will begin to release in October. The set will be based on Japan's 25th anniversary collection and its associated products. Official product images from Brazil have been revealed. The promos of Dragapult Prime, Mimikyu Delta Species, Light Toxtricity, Hydreigon C, which is Champions Pokemon, that's what the C is for, and Zacian Level X. They use the same card templates and art styles as their eras, as if the cards were created back then. So we are going to see some, like, older looking cards in this brand new set, which is super cool.
Right, and I'm stoked.
Super stoked.
It's going to be cool. Like, for those, like, for collect, yeah, I totally see what you mean for collectors, because you're just like, this is, like, part of those sets without being a part of the set.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The secret rares.
Secret rares.
Super secret.
They only came out 20 years later. No. We can see that the holofoil paper the set will use on Zacian Level X. Pokemon probably will print all the cards using that same holofoil paper, so if you look up Zacian Level X, you can see it there. These cards probably won't be legal for tournament play. They don't have legality markers, which they started doing actually within the past couple years with the Sword and Shield era. So past year.
Right.
Below the copyrights, there's some kind of note that's hard to read. It might say something like, not legal for tournament play. Zacian Level X also has the old Pokebody mechanic, which would be incompatible with today's cards. So I put up 5 of the promos that we have pictures of, which are Dragapult Prime, a Water-type Mimikyu, Light Toxtricity, Hydreigon V, and Zacian Level X. Jake, do you want to go ahead and describe some of those cards, or at least a couple, and I'll describe a couple?
Yeah, so the Zacian X has, like, that weird CGI look that I don't like. I love the gold to gray font and, like, color scheme that they have on there. The Water Mimikyu is pretty fun. It's pretty fun. It's sitting next to some crystals, kind of got this luminous thing going on with some fun moves. And then the Dragapult Prime?
Yes.
Is another CG-ish type of a thing going on, but it's got a really cool background with the stamp on it, and, like, these spike border things, which I'm assuming is part of the Prime border, or is that new?
No, that's kind of how they looked. The weird thing about these Prime Pokemon, it was just the art. There was no mechanic that was different.
Oh, so it was like an art thing?
Yeah, it was an art thing. You actually have a Raichu Prime.
Oh. So it's kind of like the shiny thing then?
Yeah. So then we also have Light Toxtricity, which Light and Dark Pokemon came from the Neo sets. Well, Dark came from Rocket. Light started in the Neo sets. It features that traditional, like, older style, like, older borders, everything like that. If you look at a card from the Neo set, it looks just like that. It has more of an illustrative feel. No CG whatsoever, because the tech wasn't there back then. Or if it was, it was really bad, so they didn't use it. So, definitely, like, more illustrative, more detail, more realistic, even though it was illustrative, if you get my drift.
Right.
Toxtricity's looking at some Oddish. A couple of Oddish are there. So, It's just super cool. And then the Hydreigon V was mainly the champions Pokemon, I believe, started in the Diamond and Pearl era. At least that's what it looks like. And Hydreigon is just looking super fierce, with each of its three heads just going at it. And then the champion's portrait on the lower right-hand side of the picture, right underneath the stamp. One thing that does bother me is that they move the stamp up and it's not at the corner of the picture. But is what it is. I know why they did it, because they wanted to make it as true as the champion's Pokemon as possible.
Right. No, and I really appreciate that, and it makes me wonder if they had to recreate this or if they kept the print files, for like the outlying card, or if like they found the people that did them originally, remade them. To me, it'd make sense if they kept the original files,
Yeah, I think they might have. Because for a lot of these, they knew like ultimately they were gonna do like some sort of reprint or some sort of like revamp or remake or something. So I can see it. The one thing that does surprise me is the toxicity, because the Pokemon Company did not make Pokemon cards back then. That was under Wizards of the Coast. So it's cool that we're still getting to see that old stuff, but I mean, they also remade the old cards with evolutions and base sets. So, yeah. These are the five promos that we do see. We know obviously there are other cards that we talked about, including Greninja, Gold Star, which we haven't seen, Dark Sylveon, others like that. But we do have a list of products, and this is a ton of freaking products, where you can find all of these promos plus others. So let's go ahead and jump in. Jake, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead and start.
Okay. First off, we have the Pokemon TCG Celebrations Collections Dragapult Prime. The products include one foil promo card and one foil oversized card featuring Dragapult Prime. Two Celebrations 4-card booster packs, one additional Pokemon TCG booster pack, a 4-pocket binder to hold your cards, and one anniversary-themed coin. This releases on October 8th, 2021 for $14.99 USD.
Right, and Pokemon TCG Celebrations Collections, Lance's Charizard V and Dark Sylveon V, product contents, one foil promo card, and one foil oversized card featuring Lance's Charizard V or Dark Sylveon V, four celebrations, four card booster packs, and two additional Pokemon TCG booster packs, release date October 8th, 2021. We're looking at that to be about $20, $20 US give plus tax.
Next product, we have the Pokemon TCG Celebrations Deluxe Pin Collection. This will include one foil promo card featuring Zacian Level X, an enamel pin featuring flying and surfing Pikachu, and I don't know if those are going to be separate pins and you have to buy two versions or if one pin just together, it doesn't really say. Four Celebrations 4-card booster packs. Two additional Pokemon TCG booster packs. It releases October 8th, 2021 for $19.99
And then for the Pokemon TCG Celebrations Elite Trainer Box, product contents are 10 Celebration 4-pack booster packs, 5 additional Pokemon TCG booster packs, one special foil card featuring Greninja Star, 65 anniversary themed card sleeves, 45 energy cards, a player's guide to the Celebrations expansion, a Pokemon TCG rulebook, 6 damage counter dice, one competition legal coin, flip die, and two acrylic condition markers. This release on October 8th, 2021, and the price will be $49.99 US American dollars.
Moving on with another type of Elite Trainer box, we have the Pokemon TCG Celebrations Elite Trainer Box Pokemon Center version. So this started up with this past set, Chilling Rain. They're continuing on with Evolving Skies, and it seems like they're also doing so with our holiday set. We don't know what's going to be in it. We don't know much information. However, if it's anything like the Chilling Rain, we'll probably get metal dice instead of the acrylic. We will probably get a different kind of coin. We might also, and we're probably definitely going to get a few more of the celebrations packs and maybe one more regular pack as well. If the trend follows how it has been, it'll be $10 more than the original, so plan on spending $60 instead of $50.
Which I'm totally okay with. Like, it's worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Up next, we have the...
Sorry, I exited out. The...
Mini.
Sorry. It's all weird. Like, I had to exit out of it. Sorry. You just talked about the...
Pokemon Center ETB.
Right. All right. And then the Pokemon Celebrations Mini Tins. The product contains two celebrations, four card booster packs, one additional Pokemon TCG booster pack, one anniversary theme coin, and one Pokemon art card showing the art from the Mini Tin. Collect and combine all eight versions. This releases on October 8th, 2021, and they will retail $8.99.
Yep. And so those will each feature the starters of each gen.
Right. Hey, Sam, why is 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7 was a registered 6 offender.
Well, yeah, that didn't really wash his hands at all. It's kind of rude.
Thought you were going to do the 7, 8, 9. I'm like, I'm going to beat you to this one.
I totally was.
Anyways. Like, I'm going to go worse.
You did.
I did. That's the one thing I'm good at. Okay, so next. We have the Pokemon TCG Celebration Special Collection Pikachu V Union. The product will include four foil promo cards that make up a single Pikachu V Union, one oversized card featuring Pikachu V Union, one supporter card featuring Professor Burnett, four celebrations, four card boosters, and two additional Pokemon TCG boosters. This will release October 8th, 2021 for $29.99 US.
Dope. All right. And for Pokemon TCG Celebrations Premium Figure Collection Pikachu VMAX, product contains one etched foil promo card featuring Pikachu VMAX, one foil promo card featuring Pikachu V, a supersized figure of what the fuck? I'm having a serious stroke. Gigantamax Pikachu 8 celebrations, 4 card booster packs, and 3 additional Pokemon TCG booster packs released on October 22nd. 2021, price is $49.99. I'm smelling toast. I'm going to go lay down.
We also have Pokemon TCG's Ultra Premium Collection. The product contains two commemorative metal cards featuring base set Pikachu and base set Charizard, one special gold version of Pikachu V, one special gold version of Pokeball, a Charizard and Pikachu enamel pin, one anniversary-themed metal coin, 17 Celebrations 4-card booster packs, 8 additional Pokemon TCG booster packs, and, of course, a player's guide. This will release on October 22nd, 2021, for $119.99.
Wowee, that's a lot of yen.
It's a lot.
Anyways, Pokemon TCG Celebrations Collector's Chest product contains 6 Celebration 4-card booster packs, 2 additional Pokemon TCG booster packs, 3 foil promo cards featuring Mimikyu, Little Sign Symbol, Delta, sorry, Lightoxtricity, and Hydrogen C, 4 colorful sticker sheets, a mini portfolio to store cards, a Pokemon coin, and a Pokemon notepad to... put down all your secrets to reveal to us later on. And this releases on October 2021. Price is $24.99.
You doing all right there, son?
I want to die.
Yeah. So, Japan is actually getting their set around the same time. So far, the only cards that have been revealed were a Mew and a reprint... You're rubbing off on me. Reprint of the base set Venusaur.
There's something in the air. I smell gas.
Since we're getting a reprint of base set Charizard, this likely means that there's going to be a Blastoise as well. Japan is also getting a 25th anniversary golden box. That's sort of their equivalent to our Ultra Premium Collector's box, but has a little bit of different stuff. The box releases October 22nd for 17,600 yen and contains a gold Pokeball card, a gold Pikachu V card, a 60 card deck that is completely hollow, which is pretty cool, a set of 64 premium gloss card sleeves.
Ooh.
Ooh. A foil stamped rubber playmat, metal dice and condition markers, a synthetic leather deck case, a synthetic leather playmat case, a synthetic leather dice case, a Pokemon coin, and 5 of the 25th anniversary promo packs. Are you thinking of getting it?
Duh.
Duh. No, it looks super cool. The playmat itself is kind of plain. It like features Pikachu in like a yellow background. But overall, it sounds like a neat product. I don't know the conversion rate of 17,600 yen to dollars, but...
All right, I'm going to look it up. 17,600 yen to USD. $158.
Actually, not terrible.
Not bad at all. Honestly, like it really isn't. I was expecting like $300.
Me too. I hate this. Dom, what are you doing? The dark side is no match for family.
Did you see the one with Gandalf and Legolas that says, get in? And then like Aragorn's like, Gandalf? And then they're like, no, family. I hate everything.
Yeah, fun. So guess what? That's all of our TCG news. So we're going to quickly go over the rest. And this will include, like, video game, Pokemon Go, fun stuff. So let's go ahead and jump into Pokemon video game news. We have a new distribution coming to Sword and Shield players. And this is an interesting one. One that I don't necessarily know how I feel, but I'm not going to complain about it. Oh my god.
Don't mind me. That's my back.
That's your back?
No.
We're doing good, guys.
I'm trying to play it cool. You're embarrassing me in front of our listeners.
You know that they are hearing every single thing you do.
I know. I give up on life. I'm pulling you away.
Goodbye. I'll just shift over 6 inches.
6 inches to the left. To the left. To the left. Shift your ass over to the left. I don't know how that.
Shake your ass over to the left.
Shift. But sure.
Shake your ass over to the left. Okay. So we got a new distribution that has been announced for Pokemon Sword and Shield. During the live stream for the video game portion of the Pokemon Japan Championships 2021, on Sunday, July 18th, a special code to receive a distribution of a Torkoal will be given. This Torkoal is based on the Torkoal used by the winner of the Pokemon Japan number one final battle in 2020. It has moves... Good lord. It has the moves Burning Jealousy, Body Press, Yawn, and Protect and holds citrus berry. We will provide the code for you as soon as we get it. So I find this really interesting that they're actually providing, like, competitively viable Pokemon. Granted, at this point, everybody has, like, an answer for this Torkoal who's, like, actually gone against it. But for us in the U.S. who don't, I don't know. I think it'll be cool. I'll be interested to see if anybody can actually play with it.
I'll be interested if I could even see.
Yeah.
Anyways, Pokemon Go news. Defense from Deoxys is now in 5D.
Try it again. You got it. I wasn't going to say anything.
Why is life so hard?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Defense form Deoxys is now in 5-star raids as a psychic type. Pokemon defense form Deoxys is weak to bug ghost type. And ghost and dark type attacks. The best Pokemon Go Deoxys defense counters are Mega Gengar and Mega Houndoom, Shadow Mewtwo and Shadow Weevil, Shadow Tyranitar and Darkrai.
Yes. Good job.
Pokemon Go is celebrating its 5th anniversary. Niantic have announced the Pokemon Go event. This event is the 5th anniversary event and is due to run from July 6th from 10 to July 15th at
8
local time. It introduces shiny...
Do you want me to say it?
Yes.
Darumaka.
Chespin, Fennekin, Froakie, and Pikachu will be in a 1-star raid.
And Darumaka.
All starters will be attracted to lure modules and in special field research. They will also be in bonus daily field research and Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirrel, Treecko, Torchic, Mudkip, Snivy, Tempig, and Oshawott will be available in the wild.
Additionally, Darumaka and Flying Pikachu will be appearing more frequently in the wild. The Flying Pikachu will have a special number 5 balloon attached to it as well.
There will be a collection challenge giving a reward of a flying Pikachu as well as a rare candy and Pokeballs. Melton will have a chance of being shiny if mystery box is activated during this event.
If you don't know how to get your mystery box, you will need a Switch or a friend who has one. And
a hooker.
And you need to have a copy of either Let's Go Pikachu or Let's Go Eevee. And then you can get the box from the game, and it's kind of a pain in the butt.
The Jumpstart research will return again for anyone who has yet to get it. There will be a 5th anniversary gift stickers from Pokestops and gifts. Lure modules will last an hour during this event. Fireworks will be happening every night in the sky in-game and in real life, depending on where you're at in the world. Just kidding, I was just being sarcastic. Please don't take that seriously.
Although you might have some wonderful neighbors who just have some leftover fireworks.
Yeah, boom, like, boom, motherfuckers.
Like ours.
The new Sky feature and Pokédex categories will be live for all players in the coming end of days. So listen for those horns and prepare to say goodbye to your family. Item bag expansion will be available today, bringing max value up to 3,500.
Hoarders rejoice.
Hoarders rejoice. Your time has come. Saving all those bottle caps have finally made it worthwhile.
You can now hold 3,500 items in your bag. Can you imagine that? Like, if you had a backpack, 3,500 items in your backpack, Jake.
Jesus. I mean, bottle caps, yes.
We'll fill that backpack full of 3,500 bottle caps. I'm curious. It's for science.
Science. Anyways, Pokemon Go Fest is coming soon. The event will run on 2 days from 10 o'clock local time to
6
o'clock local time on July 17th and July 18th, and will have components for players who buy the ticket and those who do not. Tickets are now on sale for $5, or you can buy them for me for $15.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely give you the ticket.
You may or may not get something special if you buy them from me for $15. Terms and conditions may apply.
We also need to have access to your Pokemon Go account. For science.
For science.
Yeah, so that's really all of our Pokemon Go news. I know I'm getting geared up, getting ready for Go Fest coming up. It's going to be like one of the last things I'm able to do for summer before I have to start actually working on stuff. So it'll be fun. Usually during that time, they'll have some swaps or they'll have Pokemon that aren't available in this region become available. So right. That's what I'm hoping for. Hoping for some rare shinies. So,
new product news.
Yeah.
New Eeveelutions tins will be releasing in September. This fall will be called the Eeveelution tins and release on September 3rd. They will feature promo cards of either Vaporeon, Jolteon, or Flareon V. As usual, they will come with four booster packs and a Pokemon TCGO card for $19.99. The promos were originally regular cards in Japan's Eevee Hero set, which was released last month. It seems that it will be on its way. TPCI Alternatives, the huge set of Evolving Skies. We should be still getting their full arts, special arts, and VMAX cards in our English set.
When you move the cursor, it just like messed everything up over here. Like half of it went away. So yeah, let's talk about these really quick. These are just regular Vs of each Pokemon. We have Jolteon V, Flareon V, Vaporeon V. These are the ones that you'll see in Eevee Heroes. And most likely also the ones that you'll see in Evolving Skies. They've done this before with like the Galarian Slowbro, the Mew, the Lucario, where we've seen these cards before. It's just another way to get them and another way to get some packs. Either way, I'm excited. They went back to the original shapes of the tins, not the weird like rectangle oblong weird ones. So, I don't know.
I don't know.
It'll be good. The one thing that I hate, though, is that the Vaporeon, its face is so low on the card that when you look in the window, you don't see Vaporeon's face.
Yeah.
You see its butt.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. But other than that, they look cool.
Yeah.
The tins look really cool, actually.
What else? Tell us more about products.
Yeah. We have a Dragonite V box that's probably coming. And I say probably because we haven't been confirmed, but somebody in Germany has, which means we're probably going to get it.
Right.
A German...
I almost write all of that. I was hoping that you would just like go on your tangent where like you read, like, you know how like Ron Burgundy reads anything that's on the teleprompter. Just go ahead and read it.
A German dick sucking monster, spooky Vaporeon. So, a German distributor.
I'm so mature.
A German in-store retailer has listed a new V-Box called the Dragonite V-Box. Currently, there is a placeholder date suggesting it's releasing on December 31st, 2021. However, we definitely think that this could be the September V-Box that currently hasn't been revealed yet. Obviously, of course, this isn't confirmed. There's also no price listed, but if this is an international release, we think the box could cost $19.99 USD MSRP, as most V-Boxes are. This specific Dragonite V card is from the upcoming Japanese July set S7D Skystream Tower Perfection, and is probably from our like Evolving Sky set, which is why I think we're getting it in September instead of December. They just needed to have a date on it, kind of like how video game producers like push everything out for as long as they can, and they just say like the last day of the year, and then they'll give an actual date later. So Evolving Skies is coming out August 27th. We have the Marnie Box coming out August 6th. We have the Trainer Toolkit coming out August 6th. We have a bunch of stuff coming out here soon. And obviously do not forget Pokemon 25th Anniversary Celebrations, which is releasing October 8th and 22nd.
Right.
Save up some of that money.
We don't have any miscellaneous news. Sam, do you have any new additions?
I do, actually. So I was able to find some cards, and I pulled an Urshifu Single Strike VMAX, which was super cool. Just the regular VMAX, not the alternate, not the rainbow or anything, but still pretty neat. And then I was able to pull...
You're back? Me too.
Yeah. Out of Shining Fates, like a shiny Scorbunny and one other baby shiny card that I can't remember. But, you know, it wasn't a bad week. I got some cards that I needed. I got some cards to add to my binder. And, yeah. Did you get anything new?
No, I have a 3-pack bot thing with a Snorlax in there that I need to open up.
The Chilling Rain?
Yeah, that I will be waiting on for about 7 months. Per usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so main topic. Well, it'll kind of just be a short one because we had a ton of news to talk about and, you know, news and stuff and such. So our main topic, we're just going to go ahead and talk about more about how cool it was to get a foreign card set and kind of like why it's made us want to get more. Sam, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so... Oh, am I allowed to move back now? Okay.
No.
Okay, that's fine. I did it anyways. So I've actually purchased foreign cards in the past, either off of eBay or off of people from Instagram. And like I have like older foreign cards from the 90s. I have newer foreign cards. I have German. I have Chinese. I have Japanese. I might have Korean. I don't know. But long story short, I've had experience with foreign cards, but this was like the first time I've had the opportunity to open foreign packs. And whether I'm opening packs or just getting singular cards, it never ceases to amaze me like just how cool they are. Because I mean, the artwork's the same, but like we're getting like different holo patterns, and the holo pattern like goes around the border, or just the quality of the paper's different, the texture's different. It's exciting because if we're getting new stuff, then we're definitely seeing like that stuff earlier than we would if it was in English. And I don't know, it's just a fun experience for me. I did notice that the European cards, and I have very limited experience with my dub wool that I got for my trainer challenge.
Right.
The German dub wool felt a lot like the English cards, but the Chinese and the Japanese, their paper's different. And I don't know.
It's why. Rice paper.
No, we're not doing that. The paper just feels different. I know the Japanese feels thicker, more textured.
Right. I feel like we use more of a matte cardstock and they use more of a glossy.
I would the other way around.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And there's the Japanese set is a little more textured.
Yeah.
To feel. But note to add to what you're saying is it was a really cool way to experience the Pokemon TCG in a way that I haven't experienced before. You know, because like you said, we got a sneak peek of what's to come, but there was just something, I don't want to use the word magical, but magical about it, you know? Because this is not, like, although we're getting the same set, right, theoretically.
For the most part,
For the most part, we're not getting this set. Like, we're experiencing a set that we won't have here in the U.S. branded as Eevee Heroes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The packaging is different. The art on there is different. In general, it's like, it is absolutely a different set.
Yeah.
You know?
And something as simple as, like, the pack art, because Eevee Heroes had one pack art, but it was super detailed and featured, like, every Eeveelution. Our pack art features one Pokemon, but we have, like, four or five different
like
pack
variants, arts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, don't get me wrong, that's cool. But there was this, like I said, it just, there was just something really fun about it. And I think what's really cool with this that we can correlate more into Pokemon is, like, we have so many different regions in Pokemon, right? We have the Alolan, Kanto, Johto, Galar, like
Hoenn, Kalos, Sinnoh, Unova.
Right, and it kind of felt like that a little bit. Like, it felt like we were getting Pokemon from a different region within the within the universe. And it made me really kind of want to be like, what other packs can we get? What other packs out there can we get out there, you know, and get different Pokemon from different regions, air quotes. And it's just kind of like, it opened me up. Right, it spread my cheeks and put me into a whole other world of experience for the Pokemon TCG or just the Pokemon fandom as well. Because it's for our listeners, right? If you've never been able to experience, you know, and you're gonna pay a little bit to get these cards because shipping and stuff like that, and you're gonna pay a little bit more than average for a pack. But if you can get the chance to do this, I 100% recommend getting some cards from a Japanese set or buying a booster box like we did, and opening up and experiencing it, because it's definitely a different experience, and you wouldn't think you wouldn't get that much of a different experience from it, but you really do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really enjoyable to get that, and I now kind of want to travel the world, air quotes,
and get different types of Pokemon cards.
Yeah, because even though, like, in theory, they're the same, they are the same card, right? But it's like, I have an Alakazam that speaks Spanish.
I have a Charizard that speaks Spanish.
Yeah, you know, like, I have a Japanese-speaking Raichu. So it's like, it's fun when you think about it that way, and you're mm-hmm. collecting these different regional Pokemon from around the world, and it's a fun and new way to collect. You know, yeah. it spices up the relationship between you and Pokemon.
Yeah. And if you're a language nerd, this is totally up your alley. And you might not be able to, like, find the newest set and get the whole set, but you can find some Japanese cards on eBay or Amazon, I'm sure, or Mercari or WhatsApp or not WhatsApp. Yeah, that's what it is. Whatever it is. Not WhatsApp. We're going to just skip WhatsApp. You can find these, like, foreign language cards relatively cheap if you're willing to pay the shipping. And, like, some of these cards that are available only in Japan, absolutely gorgeous and so cool. There are some wonderful, beautiful Pikachu promos that I wish we would have gotten. Like, Pikachus in kimonos, Pikachus, like, dressed as little gangsters with, like, graffiti behind them. And this is stuff that you won't find in the U.S. The Edvard Munch Scream promos, available only in Japanese. And just, they're just cool. They're cool cards. It's a cool experience. And it definitely opens up your mind to realize that even though Pokemon comes from Japan, I think a lot of people just think that Pokemon is like a strictly US thing because they don't open their eyes. And that's definitely not true.
Yeah, no, it's international, you know, and I think when they call themselves Pokemon International, they
mean it.
They mean it. So, I don't know, that's just a fun little blurb about our unboxing video more in depth. You know, and what we took away from it. So,
yeah.
Thank you for listening to us again.
Yeah. Stop. We have one more segment before we leave, before we end with that nonsense.
Yes. Trainer challenge.
Yes, beginning. Oh god, I forgot that was there. We're doing good.
We're doing so well.
Before, at the beginning of the episode, we talked a lot about trainer challenges, and you need to listen to the episodes in order to get entries into this big old giveaway we're getting put together. So here is this week's trainer challenge. Jake, since you came up with the last one, can I come up with this one?
I was going to have Brittany do it. Brittany, would you like to come up with the new training challenge? That's a stupid idea.
Dude, that's shitty.
God damn.
Nobody has that.
I'm going to cut everything you just said out.
Well, since Brittany gave shit ideas, I guess I'm going to go. So, I'm not going to remind you of last week's trainer challenge. Last time's trainer challenge, because we want you to listen to the episode.
Yeah.
But this week's trainer challenge is going to be similar. Not 100% the same, but similar. We want you to go ahead and show us on your Instagram. It can either be on your story or as a post.
The first photo on your Only For My Eyes on your Snapchat.
No. Not at all. So either as a story or as a post, we would like to see your most recent poll. It can be something spectacular. It could be just a common that you got out of a random Chilling Rain pack. It can be an alternate art. It can be whatever you pulled. We just want to see it. If you put it on your story or on your post, make sure you tag us.
If you don't tag us, we can't count it.
We can't see it. We won't know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Who's going to know?
How are they going to know?
We won't know.
No one's going to know. So make sure that you tag us, because if we can't see it, we can't count you. And also,
we can't count.
I make sure that I go back and see like every conversation that we have. And so if you don't hear from us, that means we didn't get it.
You don't exist to us.
If you tag us in a post, also make sure to tag us. If you do it in a post, tag us. If you do it in a story, definitely tag us, because that shit goes away in 24 hours.
If you see us in the store, tag us, and we will tag you back.
I mean, I probably won't, because I don't run, but...
You could be like one of those silent taggers where, like, you just wait, and then you, like, pop out of nowhere and be like, got you, motherfucker.
It's me tapping you in the back of the head. So, yeah. Tag us in your most recent poll, whatever it may be. Something spectacular, something crappy. Whatever it is, we want to see it. We want to put you up on our story. We'll tag you. and we want to make sure that you get your entries.
Yeah.
So listen to last week's episode. Do the
thing. Yeah.
Listen to this episode. Do the thing.
Yeah.
That's our trainer challenge, guys.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening to us as always. We're enjoying doing the show, and I hope you're enjoying it with us. And if you're not enjoying it, well, too bad. Do it again. Do it again.
Do it again?
No! I meant listen to us again. God damn it. Anyways, I am Jake. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at astattooed.riotchu.
I'm Sam. You can find
me on... Blamantha?
No.
Blamasha?
No.
Mash Blamantha?
No.
Blemish?
Nope. Blemish? You can find me on Instagram at
bam.the.trainer.
And
you can find Brittany on TikTok and Instagram as Spooky Vaporing. That's Spooky with an I.
Oh, I missed it. Spooky with an I.
On TikTok and Instagram. And you can also find her on OnlyFans selling Jackson's feet.
And Raptor's
feet. And Raptor's feet. This has been Critical Hit. You have a great week.
Stop it.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.